Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
We err when we begin to separate out what we would consider our pet sins, whatever we think are the really bad ones. The truth of the matter is that if you ever stole a cookie from someone on the playground, you have committed a sin that is worthy of going to hell because you stole. And it's one of the Ten Commandments. The issue is that God is a holy God. And the word holy means perfect. And so if God is perfect, then there can be no sin in his presence. Here's a scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 6 where the Apostle Paul is speaking. And he wraps this well together because he does speak of homosexuality in this. But listen to the full text. Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourselves. Those who indulge in sexual sin or who worship idols or commit adultery or are male prostitutes or practice homosexuality or are thieves or greedy people or drunkards or abusive or cheat people, none of these will inherit the kingdom of God. So you look at that entire list there, homosexuality is only one of many, and there are many different verses like this that speak of the sins that will keep you out of heaven and keep you from inheriting the kingdom of God. And Paul's point was not that if you trip up and are greedy at one point, or if you trip up and fall into sexual sin at one point, that's it, you're done. That's not what he's saying. But what Paul is saying is that if you are habitual in these kind of sins, and if you're not repenting for them, then yes, you will keep yourself from the presence of God because you have sin in your life. However, the good news is that Christ went to the cross. And if we will ask Jesus to be our Lord, if we will ask Jesus to be our Savior, if we ask him to give us the grace, he will help us to overcome those sins. And instead of being something that is habitual, that we're constantly dealing with, our mind starts to be renewed as we spend time in the Word of God, as we spend time with other believers, as we go to church and we learn the things that are important for walking as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Then all of a sudden, these things start to have less and less a hold on our lives until, thank God, in some instances and in many instances, you can become totally free of these things because you fall so much in love with Jesus that you don't want anything to come between you and him.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.